Hey, good morning. I'm your farm director, Travis Cleven, here with an update for you. So the Organic Crop Improvement Association, or OCIA, they're hosting this thing called the Organic Farm Start Series. That's going to be kicking off in May. And it's all on Zoom, so it doesn't matter where you are in the country, but it's just for anybody that's interested in organic farming, kind of wants to dive into it and just see what it's all about, how you get started. So Angie Tunick, she's the marketing director for the Organic Crop Improvement Association, and she said that this is for any farmer who wants to bring some questions to the table and talk to some organic farmers. I think this is the perfect opportunity. If this is something that you've been thinking about and not too sure about yet, it's definitely for you.
We'll have 4 certified farmers on that Zoom call where they can bring their questions and get their answers. And they'll be live on their farm, so a few of the farmers will have, I think they will be showing some of their equipment and things that they do on farm.
I think the best part about this is that some of these farmers are going to be showing their equipment, so they'll be right there, not in your face, literally, but you know what I mean, because it is over Zoom, but it's a live Zoom call, so you can talk to them. You can ask your questions if you have anything. These people are definitely there to help you out. They want more farmers to get involved in that. So to become an organic farm, it isn't too terribly hard to become certified, Tunick said, but there's just steps that you have to take in order to do that. Tunick brought up an example of someone who wants to start selling products from their goats, like cheese, milk, soaps, things like that.
First, you would want to get the ground certified organic that goat or the livestock is grazing upon, a specific application for crops and farmland. We have a second application to get livestock certified organic. We look at, you know, what you're feeding them, their health records, things like that. And then if you're processing their product into something else, you know, whether it's soaps or skincare items, then you would get certified. There's another application as a processor that you would complete.
So yeah, there's just steps that you have to take, which clearly that's for any certification. You have to go through the proper channels. And that's kind of what this would teach you about as well. She said that the amount of time that it takes to get certified, it all depends on the farm, what you're trying to do, what you're actually getting certified for. She said it can sometimes be a little overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. And also, she explained that a lot of people get confused during the transition period because you have to transition from a conventional farm to organic.
A lot of people are concerned that during the transition years, they're just not able to have any crops during those 36 months of transition. And that's not true. I mean, they can still plant an untreated non-GMO seed during the transition years and still sell that as conventional as they're transitioning. And then in that third year of transition, we ask that they plant a certified organic seed so that if they're able to get certified at the end of those 36 months, then they can sell that crop as organic and get that higher premium.
Once again, it's called the Organic Farm Start Series. It kicks off May 4th. It's going to be noon to 3, and anybody can register. You just got to go to their website, and I'll have the article on the Wisco Ag Facebook page, so you can check it out there. But she said the good thing about this program and the Organic Crop Improvement Association, they are international, and they can certify crops and different products. It doesn't matter where, worldwide.